This is Jim Zurs, podcast host and operator of SysRep, that's Senior Information Strategies for Real Estate Professionals. And today with me, I've got Lori Thanos of Senior Choices. Well, welcome, Lori. The folks at this point that are listening to this podcast, they're real estate professionals.
Right.
And put marketing to the senior market is part of their business plan.
As they should.
Yes, absolutely. I think it's any real estate agent out there, this should be part of, like I said, their business plan. It definitely makes sense.
Absolutely.
And I know you and I, we see the market and we live the market.
Right.
And so what I want to do, Lori, is just first have you introduce your services, your company, and such.
Okay. Well, I'm Lori Thanos. I'm the owner of Choices Senior Living. I work with people and families who have aged in place to a point where they're no longer safe at home. At that point, need to be moved into an assisted living or a memory care environment.
Okay.
I do all the legwork. It's face-to-face because it's a very emotional process, as you're
right.
probably aware of.
Sure.
I narrow it down based on their geography and their budget, do all the legwork, and then take the family out at the top two or three choices and tour with them.
Okay.
So that they're not frightened by what they encounter, which is what I find most people.
And I'm a reverse mortgage specialist, and I've had conversations with clients, and many times they're in a, do I stay in my home, you know, maybe use in-home care? That might be part of a reverse mortgage decision where
right.
they might be looking for some funds for that, or usually that means they're going to stay in their home. They might do some home repair or something like that. Or on the other hand, I've seen them look at that versus an assisted living type of situation. Would you determine the two of those, and at what point is it in-home living versus assisted living?
Okay. From my perspective, I've worked in elder care. I worked in healthcare for the last 25 years. So I have worked in home health as I'm not a clinician. My background is actually in psychology, but I've worked in healthcare, like I said, in both acute and elder care. So I worked for a home health company as their coordinated care. It was a concierge type situation where we dealt with neurologically impaired elders.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually went in and had to, I was in charge of the contractors who came in and remodeled the home so that there were ramps available, so that there were entries in and out, access to the home for someone who was now perhaps wheelchair bound or was recovering at home and needed to have a hospital bed downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
So I oversaw all of that and was able to see a lot of people stay at home instead of having to stay in a rehab center or
okay.
they coming from rehab, being able to come home
mm-hmm.
and then aging in place. The OT, occupational therapist, speech therapist, physical therapist came to their home. It was wonderful. But then there came a time with some of them that the thought of it all was better than the longevity of it all.
Okay.
Family members started to say, okay, this is too much. Having a caregiver here 24/7, having this, all these ramps and everything, and we're feeling pressure at home.
Oh, it absolutely has got to put a lot of pressure on the family.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
emotionally,
yeah.
They're so excited to have their family member home, but the recovery process sometimes doesn't go as quickly as we hope.
Yeah.
And then things start to change.
Mm-hmm.
And then there comes a time when they reach out to people like me and say, you know what, we need to put him, her, mom, dad,
right.
husband, wife into a facility where they're safer and someone else can do the daily tasks of living for them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I come in.
So maybe it's not a one or the other. It's a progressing from in-home to assisted living. Is
correct.
Is that what you see more often?
You know what? I see both.
Okay.
Sometimes I see, unfortunately, kids who come home at Christmas and only see their parents, let's say, every Christmas.
Right.
Last Christmas, mom and dad seem to be doing pretty well. And this Christmas, when they came home, dad doesn't recognize the grandkids
right.
or them. Then they'll call me and say, you know what, Lori, we need you to come in and assess what's going on.
Okay.
And then I do.
Now, I was actually talking to a broker last night about this subject, and he had one of his agents in San Diego. And what he was describing was the agent, I think, I don't know if one of his clients or family member, I'm not sure, they got to the point where moving into an assisted living facility made sense. And what they ended up doing was actually selling the home in order to pay for that. Is that something you see pretty
Absolutely.
Common? Okay, it sounded like that was
right.
something that would happen.
And that's, unfortunately, in the society we live in this country, Medicare does not pay for assisted living. So the cost usually falls back on personal funds.
Right.
And
mm-hmm.
usually that is the greatest asset people have is their home.
Right.
So at many times I work hand in hand with realtors, you know, saying we need to move them to assisted living and the funding needs to come from their only asset, which is the home.
And then the realtors in that situation, that scenario is like this one in San Diego, would be in the position to obviously list the home, help the family.
Exactly.
Sell the home and take the proceeds in order to pay for the assisted living.
Correct.
Right? If I'm a real estate agent and I'm targeting the senior market, client. Maybe I'm talking to kids, because I imagine the entire family is involved in this decision, right?
Most often.
Okay.
Yes.
So sometimes it might be I'm door knocking and I've started a relationship with, it could be either the kids or even a senior.
Correct.
You might find out that, well, they're referring to one of their neighbors that's looking at this kind of a situation if they get to know you and they trust you, I imagine, right?
Correct.
What you are indirectly looking at is a potential sell the home to pay for assisted living or stay in the home.
Correct.
Because that's where, okay, if I stay in the home, what can I do financially with a reverse mortgage?
Correct.
To fund that. And it sounds to me like even if that's a decision, it's possible that down the road, then they still end up selling the home, moving to assisted living. Is that sort of a summary of the way it would work?
Perfect scenario.
Okay.
And that is how it works. I have realtors who call me all the time.
They do. Okay.
Saying, you know, Lori, exactly the description you just gave.
Mm-hmm.
They were out in their farming their area, door knocking. One neighbor happens to be worried about Joe next door.
Right.
Who doesn't come out anymore, or when he does, things just don't seem right.
Mm-hmm.
And his kids are not in the area.
Right, yeah.
And Lori, could you reach out if I gave you the kid's phone number or something? And of course, everything's done confidentially,
right,
personally, and I'll reach out to the family members or directly to the senior themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And we move forward from there. So I have a very hand-in-hand relationship with realtors and with all types of senior services people like yourself, because
mm-hmm.
I find, you know, we that are passionate about elders, advocates for elders, seem to congregate together and really want to make sure they're okay.
Yeah, and I think the way you describe how agents now bring you into the situation, any agent that is compassionate and has that orientation is going to look a lot different than a lot of other agents that are door knocking in that same area. Maybe they're handing off stuff. They're offering to do, you know, competitive market analysis. That's what SysRep is about, having agents be more aware of these kinds of situations. And when they're door knocking and it's a senior that's answering, take a different tack than that.
Absolutely right. And in today's market and in today's society, having that relationship business motive is far superior. You're going to see such a difference in your business because it's based on relationship building rather than just what can you do for me? You know,
right.
I can offer you a competitive market analysis. Well, so can 20 other realtors who've knocked on my door.
Mm-hmm.
But you took the time to talk to me about other things that are important to seniors or perhaps to my parents or my neighbor or people I love.
Right.
I'm going to come back to you. That's what I've found.
Well, that's it. And Laura, you right there have summarized the whole idea behind SysRep, and I appreciate you coming in and share your phone number, although we're going to have it on the website that people can go to. But still, how would agents now contact you? Let's say if in their car and they're listening to this on their cell phone, how they contact you?
The easiest way to get me is my cell phone, which I have 24/7, as you can see it's sitting in my hand right now. Telephone number is area code 714-345-6884. And I also have a website, which is www.choicesseniorliving.com.
It's a great website too, by the way.
Thank you. My college daughter actually helped me write it. And
so you and your daughter, huh?
Yes, we did.
Very well done.
I'm all about family.
Sure.
So
okay.
We keep it all in the family. And it's a family-owned business.
Uh-huh.
So from that extent, again, it's relationships. We know we're family. I have elderly parents now, although they don't admit that they're elderly.
Right.
So I'm in the same situation as many people.
Sure. Great. Well, again, thanks for coming on, SysRep. Agents out there, if you have any questions, call Lori. It's Lori Thanos, owner-operator of Choices Senior Living. Thanks again.
Thanks, Jim.